The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Embracing Power and Purpose. Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts speaks her truths and redefines what it means to be a modern woman of faith. I want my partnership with God to be on full display in everything that I do, says Sarah Jakes Roberts. Her statement lands almost like a punch to the stomach, making you reassess your own spiritual relationship. Jakes Roberts is clear, confident, and unshaken in her purpose, which is apparent when we speak. Her introductory words offer a glimpse of the gems she will ultimately leave me with. A renowned pastor, a best-selling author, and the founder of Women Evolve, Jakes Roberts is the embodiment of living out your calling. Her infectious personality, undeniable style, and love for family are not only impressive to witness up close, but also inspirational. She has become a beacon of positivity for women, particularly Black women. Her entrepreneurial journey is a testament to her resilience, her faith, and an unwavering commitment within her that often goes unnoticed. What many don't know is that from an early age, Jakes Roberts faced significant challenges, including becoming a mother at 14, while she also navigated the complexities of growing up in the public eye as the daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes. When we talk about Women Evolve as this overarching message that women have this opportunity to continually evolve and become this version of themselves that aligns with heaven that maybe they never thought was possible. It's like, what's required for us to get there, she says, and the word surrender just came to mind. Thankfully, she is spreading her gospel through multiple mediums, many of which don't require a ticket and a flight to Texas. Jakes Roberts preaches regularly at the Potter's House, Los Angeles, or you can listen to her on demand with her Women Evolve podcast, which is an extension of her ministry and brand, and her recent book, Power Moves, is a must-read guide for women of all backgrounds who are looking for spiritual insight, life inspiration, business motivation, thought leadership, and more. Maybe you're thinking, how does she do it all? Well, so am I. The secret is that Jakes Roberts' entrepreneurial journey remains deeply intertwined with her sense of purpose. She continues to use her platform not only to share her story, but to allow women to connect, heal, and evolve together. If you do not define what power looks like for you, you're going to be subject to trying to live up to someone else's definition of what power looks like, she explains. As Sarah Jakes Roberts looks to the future, her vision is clear: to reach every woman who needs her message and to ensure that no woman is left behind. Through her dedication to intentionality and integrity, Jake Roberts exemplifies the very essence of a woman evolved. The next article is titled, Resume Rundown, Alili May, one of fashion's most valuable people, details her rise to the upper echelons of the industry. In a fashion era that's individualistic and yet social media driven, we have women like Alili May to thank for providing our blueprint. The California native blends her love for style and for her home state in every interaction, project, and outfit, never forgetting what made her who she is today. She's gone from being a girl in Los Angeles who snuck into fashion events to designing with the Jordan brand, becoming a Barbie doll, and accepting invitations to the front rows of legacy fashion shows, living her motto of "there's always a side door for someone to let you in." We met with May to discuss cultivating a personal style, her latest venture with lab-grown diamond brand Grown, spelled G-R-W-N, and the importance of advocating for yourself in all the rooms you enter. Essence asked the question, what was your first job and what skills did you learn there that have guided you through your career? May responded, I started working at PacSun to understand culture and commerce and how the two are related. I was putting myself in the type of place where I see myself and discovering how they were supporting a lot of the up and coming brands and what we know streetwear is today. A lot of what I learned coming into streetwear were motifs that represented the kids we were. Essence asked another question. What would you say was the defining moment that catapulted you into the fashion world? May responded, you know, I don't think I catapulted. It's definitely baby steps and a journey where you know you want longevity. So each step has just been so different for me. However, in streetwear specifically, what I feel catapulted my career was coming out with my first Air Jordan, which was in 2017. That really put a stamp on my journey because that was actually the first design I offered to the world. I was reaching new heights, but also finding community. A lot of the shows that I started going to were through my community, and that was from me starting at RSVP Gallery in 2011 while I was living in Chicago and going to school for marketing. Essence asked another question. When working collaboratively with massive brands or legacy labels, how do you maintain boundaries in regard to your creations? May responded, one key point is energy doesn't lie. It's all about aligning yourself with people who understand the vision and who are open to hearing your take on things. A lot of times, you will have to remind people of how you see the work. I use the facts as basis to support what my initial thoughts are and how we should move. Move with intention, but also have a game plan. I always want people to just have a great time when we are working together, because this is a very big moment. Essence responded, what is the key to cultivating your own personal style? May said, clothing for me is really an expression. It's all about how do I feel today? Where am I going? The goal is honor your feelings and dress that up because it's all about what you feel confident in. Trends will come and go and they will come back around as well. As long as you've got the confidence, you can make anything work. Essence asks the next question. You have recently been appointed creative director of the lab-grown diamond brand Grown. How did this partnership come about, and what are the benefits of buying lab diamonds? May responded, when you're putting a look together, the big thing is accessories. I've always been attracted to accessories because they are so sentimental. Grown really appealed to me because being from a younger generation, we understand that lab diamonds are more sustainable. For millennials specifically, we want to be able to invest when we bring celebratory events to life. And more of us are making the choice of buying a lab-grown diamond instead of a mine diamond. This brand represents the newer consumers who are actually thinking intentionally about the products that they buy. How we do this consciously and effectively and sustainably, and how we are also able to have fun and tell our stories through items that we wear is a really important aspect of Grown's lab-grown diamond brand. Essence responded with another question. What advice would you give to young women trying to break into the fashion industry? May responded by saying, I love the idea of trying things underneath the fashion umbrella, and so with that, I started with styling, then did some modeling, and then that moved into design. I've always wanted to be a designer, but I didn't know anybody in the space. In trying to find ways to break through, I really had to find different jobs, but on the same spectrum of fashion. Sometimes there may not be a clear door, but somebody might come out from the side door and let you in. It's really about just putting yourself in these places and in these environments with other creative people for ideas to spark. The next article is titled, Tims is Just a Girl. From Legos to the global stage, Tims remains unbothered by fame, focusing on her art and authenticity. Gabriella Carifa Johnson's conversation with 29-year-old international superstar Tims signifies a profound blend of culture, artistry, and representation, underscoring the importance of authenticity and self-expression. Carifa Johnson's groundbreaking role as the first Black woman to style a Vogue cover, paired with Tim's rapid ascent in the music industry, highlight the unique challenges and triumphs that trailblazing women experience. As the two share and connect on the specifics of their journeys, they reveal the resilience that propels Black and diasporic women forward, inspiring us to follow our own paths with similar courage and passion. Their dialogue transcends style and music, offering a heartfelt acknowledgement of the influence of these women as they issue a compelling call to stay true to oneself while navigating the pressures of fame. Gabriella Carifa Johnson said, "Tim's, I missed you already." Tim's responded, "Oh, miss you too. How have you been?" Carifa replied, "I am good. I'm back in New York and just reflecting on our shoot. Obviously, I am so excited to be in conversation with you and asking questions through the lens of style and fashion because I think that might be our common language." Tim's responds, "Definitely, I think so." Carifa Johnson then said, "I would say sense of style is a currency that audiences are really interested in these days, and I wonder if your style has evolved as you have gained more visibility on the global stage." Tim's answers by saying, "I feel like with me traveling, meeting different people, exploring, and being exposed to new cultures and just seeing new fashion ideas, I find myself more interested in trying new things. I could see a balloon skirt, and maybe 2 years ago I would not even be thinking of one. But today, that would be interesting. I want to try it. I want to see how I feel in that. So I do a lot of experimentation now, but it has nothing to do with the outside world. It's just my inner creativity trying to burst out, just waiting to be expressed, really. I just find myself wanting to try new clothes, new styles, new outfits, new hairstyles, just new everything." Carifa Johnson responded, "Are you ever surprised by what people think that you'll be like or who they think you are in their head?" Tim's said, "Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say surprised. I'm more intrigued." Carifa Johnson then asked, "Well, I have to say, that's a very interesting point of view, and is not always the case. I think being open to evolving in your style and being open to collaborate with someone is such an amazing virtue that I hope you keep it forever and ever. Do you think there are elements, even if it's just generally, that you try to incorporate into those new looks just to kind of cement who you are?" Tim's responded, "I like fine jewelry, and I like crystals and rocks, and I enjoy silver and things that are mixed as well." Carifa Johnson said, "Accessories and jewelry are a way of illuminating your presence on stage. That's so interesting." Tim's responded, "I like to be comfortable when I'm on stage because the more comfortable I feel, the better my performance. And I just like to add a little bit of something unexpected in every look, you know?" Carifa Johnson replied, "That speaks to the idea that one of the things people love so much about you is that you're not willing to compromise your comfort or what feels authentic to you in your performance in order to project a certain image. I wonder if you have recognized that you mean so much to so many people in that way, in a self-love and acceptance way, and an authentically expressing yourself kind of way. Do you accept being designated as somebody who's pushing that kind of positivity out into the world?" Tim's responded, "I appreciate that. That's what's coming across. And I do think people should be themselves. I can't really be anybody else. It's just not going to work. You are doing yourself a disservice trying to be someone else. You should just be who you are. Once you start trying, you've already missed the road. That's a takeaway from how I live my life for sure. Karifa Johnson said, it's not something that you focus energy on communicating. It just happens to be a happy side effect of you being you. Tim's responded, you should be yourself even if something else is expected of you. You win automatically when you are yourself, no matter what that looks like. That's why there's variety. We are different and are not all meant to be the same. And I know there's a standard, but there shouldn't be one. There shouldn't be a standard of what people should dress like if they are artists, or what people should dress like if they are women. I just feel like we're all unique. There shouldn't be a requirement. That's what I mean by standard. There shouldn't be a requirement or some kind of expectation that you dress a certain way. Karifa Johnson said, I also think coming from a West African family myself, I have familial pressure to set a certain standard or behave a certain way or present in a certain way. And I want to know how you handle the pressure of expectation, even just globally as an ambassador to the world of young African women. Tims said, well, Karifa Johnson said, which, by the way, you shouldn't even have to. I just want to acknowledge that sometimes I really resent the expectation that I have to be somebody who is representative of an entire demographic of women, all of us being different. But I think the reality is so much of that is projected onto folks on the world stage. And I just wonder what you do to handle that pressure. Tim's responded, I have to think about why I'm doing this and who I'm doing this for. Otherwise, once you give in to considering what people think about you and what you should be doing to be seen a certain way, then you kind of enter this race. You enter this unsustainable way of living. And it is fine for some people. You're not meant to be like or liked by everybody. So that's why you have to really think about what you're doing and who you're doing it for and why. Because people who are for you are going to love you regardless, just by you being you. You're not going to have to try to be anything. You're just going to receive love because you were living your life before all these people came along. Karifa Johnson said, I just want to know where that impulse to protect that identity came from. Ways in which you lean into showing up as a Nigerian woman. Ways in which that is successful in your fashion. Tims responded, I feel like now in the world, everybody wears many different things from different places. We are not always wearing our traditional clothing that we are used to wearing from where we came from, but it doesn't change who we are. I'm always going to be Nigerian. You have to show up as who you really are in your blood. I know my culture. I'm Yoruba, and I know if I was to get married tomorrow, I know the attire that we are all wearing as a family. And anything that has to do with representing Nigeria always needs to reflect that. As a Nigerian, I feel emotional, which is what I think art should be. Art is an emotion expressed. Karifa Johnson responded, and do you find that it's pretty specific in your case? I mean, we all know the ways in which the music industry collapses genres. You're going to be an Afrobeats musician to certain music writers, whether the genre of your newest single is Afrobeats or not. Timms responded, I don't know what it is that people expect of me, and if I start thinking about that, I don't know who will give me the answer. Maybe one person in Chicago says, this is what I personally expect of you. But somebody in Nigeria says, well, this is what I personally expect of you. And somebody else in Japan is saying, Timms, this is what I expect you should be doing. So whose expectation are we talking about? Are we talking about the city of Lagos, their expectation? Are we talking about the South African fans? Are we talking about the fans in New York? There's so many people in the world, and they all have expectations. I don't actually know what those expectations are, and I don't try to know. I am only a girl. I'm just a girl. Karifa Johnson responded, that's your catchphrase now. Timms said, I'm just a girl. I can't wake up every morning thinking about what people expect of me. The better question is, what is it that I expect of myself? What is it that God expects of me? Why did I wake up, and why was I born into this world? Let's start there. Rather than thinking about other human beings, nobody has it figured out. You have to live your life in a way that is real. You have to be present always and think, okay, where am I right now? This moment, right now, as I am speaking, where am I? What do I need to do? How do I feel right now? What do I want for myself right now? Karifa Johnson responded, I want to pivot back to you and what you look for, what you are looking forward to in the future of your career, what are your dreams or your goals, and where do you see yourself at this time next year if I call you up again? Timms responded, I am building my life for myself. I am building the rest of my life, and I want to be able to make enough wealth to provide for not just myself, but for people that need me. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.